Hello, and welcome back to Thy Dogcast. Happy Halloweenus.
Happy Halloweenies!
I decided to dress up like your neighborhood pedophile, and Chelsea just... I'm just kidding. If you're listening, I just
we
have a crispy mustache.
Up, but we were not prepared for this. I mean, I was prepared for the topic, but I just thought right now, we should have dressed up. I mean, a lot of people listen.
We're recording this in advance of Halloween, so it didn't really...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're going to get it also in advance. Between Happy Halloween, pre-Halloween.
So what is our topic for today? Because I'm not aware of what's going on here.
It is some, I would say, we're going to start with a nice sweet layer of terrible Halloween stories that are true and horrific. And then we might just get into a deeper, creepy stories.
I love creepy things.
So, yeah, this is kind of what I dove into. Some creep.
Horrible Halloween stories.
Yeah, so, like, they're bad, but they're just, like, nice little bite size of bad. I know that sounds terrible now saying it, but, like, the other ones are, like, deeper stories that are, like,
dark and dubious.
Like, dark and kind of, like, what's the Skinwalker kind of ones?
Yes.
Everyone hated me for being a devil's advocate, apparently. No one can have a different opinion, but...
Either believe in the Skinwalker game or you're not a part
of it. I'm not saying I don't believe in dark things. Skinwalker I'm just saying that these stories, there's some that were like, that's a bit that I don't know what I'd do in that. That's pretty creepy. Well, like, and I hate... And to preface this, I hate scary things. Like, how much do I hate things?
Spooky, scary.
I mean, the only thing that's funny is when I scare him, and that's about it.
So annoying.
So let's just start with the question of the day to kick it off.
Give us a quad.
What was it? Crap, I found it. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen? I already know your answer, I think.
What do you think my answer is?
The Lamb Before... Is it the...
Oh.
Silence of the Lambs?
The Lamb Before Time. No, that's it. That's a movie I'd watch. Like The Lamb Before Time, but it's a little sheep instead. Yeah, I'd watch the Lamb Before Time.
No, the Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs, yes. That's a pretty good one. The scariest movie I've ever watched.
And it could be like as a child.
I'm not a scary movie person. Like I don't watch scary movies. They're just like
heebie jeebs.
I don't like horror movies, like gory movies. I'm just like, I'm not even like offended by blood, or I'm not like grossed out by it. I'm just like, come on. Like, I don't, like, we just watched Squid Game and it was good, but I also like part of it, like, it was so overly violent and I was just kind of like, come on. Like, yeah, I don't need to be shocked by what's happening.
What scares you then? Like, what's a movie that would scare you? Like Silence of the Lambs, kind of like it could be real, or is it like things unknown? Like, what movies are, like, your...
I remember watching... I watched Saw when I was, like, 13 with my buddy Sam. And I was like, this is so effed up. Like, this is horrible.
You know I love Saw, right?
Silence of the Lambs. Like, yeah, and that's, like, the type of movie that I hate is Saw.
No,
like,
I hate it usually, but that was just, like, it's mind games.
Which
is, like, Squid Games.
Yes. Silence of the Lambs... is a scary movie, but it is so good. And the only reason it was actually scary is because it was funny, the circumstances in which I watched it. When I went over to Australia the first time, I went by myself, and I was staying with strangers who I'd met online, and I talked to through Instagram and stuff like that. And I told him, and now he's like he's like the sweetest man ever. And I wasn't actually like freaked out, but it was more of this like the realization of I was sitting in basically a stranger's house across the world watching a movie about a murderer and stuff like that. And I was like,
he was texting me during this. I remember that. You're like, I want you to scare this movie.
No, it was so good, but it was just like the circumstances of it were really, really funny.
Yeah.
But like the guy, Joel, is like the greatest dude on planet Earth. But it was just like a really funny circumstance of like watching The Silence of the Lambs with the dude who I'd met like a week prior.
It's like in ironic. Australia.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched a ton of scary movies. Like really, I'd probably just say Saw or Silence of the Lambs, but I know those aren't even bad.
I would say, because I hate scary movies. And when I was younger, there was a question like, what was a movie you watched too young? like when it comes to scary movies. And I would say Ring.
Never seen it. Oh. I know, it's a Grudge, right?
That's a different movie. Oh. Which is also the same kind of concept, but The Ring terrified me at a young age when I watched it. It was the one with the hair, and if you watched it, you would die within 7 days.
I thought that was The Grudge.
That's Ring. Grudge was like, that was creepy too. But it's The Ring, and it was the movie, and you would watch it, and then 7 days you would die, and she would come out your the TV and just start crawling at you, and I was like, not cool with it.
I say I love it.
You love that? No, I don't love that. I hate anything like that. I'm cool with Saw because it's like the cool thing's like messed up, but it's like it's all game. It's like more of a psychological messed up psychopath. I guess a lot of those I don't like. Like, I don't do any of the jumping, like,
you Freddy don't like Kruger, jump scares.
Any of those like the Freddy mask guy, any cannibalism, not cool with. I remember distinctly watching a movie, not knowing it was a scary movie. It was just on the TV when I was like in high school, and the girl or guy was driving to get gas, got out, and then the gas guy locked them in the store because they saw something when they were putting the gas in the back seat, and they got scared thinking that they were going to get murdered from the gas attendant, and instead they ran in their car and got yeeted with the head. And I was like, I can never not drive without looking in my backseat, and I always have looked in my backseat.
It's a good thing you do.
So I wouldn't say we're good at naming a lot. I mean, I can name Conjuring, terrible. What's the one in New Jersey?
Acme Horror?
No, it's the one with, I know everyone, I appreciate this comments because at least people like answer my thing. It's with, what's his name, was it? Ryan Reynolds. I think. It's like the haunted place in New Jersey.
Couldn't tell you.
Anyways, all to be said, yeah, I'm not a big fan of scary movies because I don't like things that could be real, like paranormal activity. Paranormal.
The Paranormal Activity was like a big.
Is it Activity? Or was it just Paranormal? And
that was called Paranormal Activity.
That
was like the one of like the haunting of the house.
That one from sucked. Any exorcism one sucked.
I did actually. I've seen the exorcism of. Emily Rose. And I literally don't remember a single thing about it.
I don't like any. I don't like. And I love that people like. I do appreciate the really fun individuals who like appreciate scary movies. Like, they love it and they just find it like. I just can't. I don't have the gut for it.
I'm gonna play some spooky games on stream though. Like, I'm excited about doing that. Like, watching horror movies, whatever. But that's gonna be really fun. Like,
dude, that one game you played was terrible.
The forest.
The one where you're running and then things are just like popping out at you, and so there's dead little potato man.
I don't like. Yes.
Mutant
cannibals. I don't like watching horror movies, but like playing scary games is really fun, and I think you would really enjoy it too. We'll get you on one.
See, here's the thing. I don't like scary movies, but I always loved Halloween, and I love dressing up for it. It was always so fun. You know, our Halloween costume last year was sweet. It was, old people, but we were like solid old people.
Like, literally, like, to had the makeup done. And
like,
stuff
I had
like
the
that.
Watch. We had like everything.
Had glasses,
done.
A walker, makeup. I wore like an old leather or like
old
an
shoes.
Old, like,
I found old shoes for him. Like, it was perfect. This year, because I can say it, because we're doing a Halloween party before this will be released. We're gonna be zombie parents, like new parents, and we're just gonna be zombies that are parents, and it's gonna be awesome.
Good.
I know that doesn't sound great, but I never. Like, do things like weak sauce. I like to do things up.
Quick question. What is your favorite Halloween costume that you ever did?
What was that? I can't believe I'm forgetting this costume or the name of the company. It was, hold on. It was yours. I'm going to think of it because I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of the...
I was a serial killer one year when I was like 13, 14, but...
Original. With a box of cereals.
God, you're such a dick. Wait a minute.
No, I was the... I'm not the 7-Up girl. What was the...
Sounds really original. Sounds so original.
No, I was literally looked like this girl in a commercial for... a soda company. I cannot remember the name of it. And I literally, like people used to joke around. It was in college. I, like, looked like her, and I sounded like I act danced like her. So I literally just dressed up like it with everything. And everyone was, like, all night being like, no way. Crap, I'm going to have to think of the name of this. I'm terrible.
People used to call it Kool-Aid Man in high school.
So it's like mom brain, man. Other than that, when I was a kid, I was an Eminem.
Good one.
Solid stuff.
All right, horrifying Halloween stories. Let's jump in.
Yeah, let's just get this started. Happy Halloween. So these ones are, I would just say, these are like the light teasers. These are very simple. They're not great, but like in terms of like, don't look over. I'm going to read them. But I'm just going to start, and then we'll maybe get into like some really scary stories. So the first one is called Trick or Treater Who Died After Being, I think it's that cyanide.
Yeah,
laced candy. That's what I thought. So in 1974, 8-year-old Timothy O'Brien died on Halloween evening after eating candy laced with cyanide. But the story has an even more horrific twist. It turned out the candy was poisoned by Timmy's father.
Oh.
Ronald, who was in financial trouble and been taken out insurance policies on his children. In addition to Timmy, Ronald O'Brien gave poisoned candy to 4 other children, including his daughter Elizabeth. Thankfully, none of them made it. O'Brien was executed by lethal injection in 1984. So for 10 years later.
Can you imagine?
There's a kid.
So did the kid didn't die?
No, he died. He literally died.
Other kids didn't die.
The other kids didn't eat it.
Wow.
They laced them all, and this kid died before they all did.
Daddy, why, daddy?
I mean, that's pretty messed up.
That is so bad.
You're willing to murder your children for their insurance policies?
Must really not like these kids.
I mean, I don't like to say this, but I expected more of the wife before murder the kids.
You expect the wife to be the one that murders the kids?
No, him to.
Oh, murder the wife before the kids.
But maybe he didn't want to deal with the kids.
Very, very true.
That sounds really bad, but I'm trying to think of a crazy person. The suicide mistaken for a Halloween decoration.
Oh.
In 2005, horrible. A 42-year-old woman in Delaware committed suicide by hanging herself from a tree across the street from a residential area. Though the body was easily visible to passersby and passing vehicles, no one could call the police for hours. Why? They assumed the woman was swaying in the wind was a Halloween decoration.
That is so effed with a capital E-F,
dude. That is messed. Not that I'm saying people should, like people... That's pretty messed up that she even did it, like, right there.
Like, I would probably assume the same thing. I would, like, drive, so I'm like, God, what kind of psychopath would hang that realistic of a decoration?
Or that is a really realistic person.
Well, no, that's what I was saying. Like, I'd be like, what kind of psychopath would, like, make that realistic of a decoration?
Or why there? Because it doesn't sound like it was actually at a – it sounded like across from a residential area.
Oh.
But crazy that hours go by and no one said anything.
Brutal.
That's messed up.
That is brutal.
Okay. Onward. The man who showed up to a Halloween party dressed as Freddy Krueger and went on a rampage. A Halloween party in San Antonio, Texas was full force last year when a man dressed as Freddy Krueger showed up uninvited. He opened fire on a crowd, shooting 5 people.
He's a gun. That's just stupid.
The son who decapitated his mother and left her body in the street. One night in Long Island, just before Halloween 2014, a decapitated body laid in the street 5 feet away from a severed head. Too many passerby, that's a weird name or word. The horrific sight appeared to be a Halloween prank, but the truth was far more disturbing. 35-year-old Derek Ward had used a kitchen knife to kill and decapitate his mother, Patricia, then carried the body and head out of their apartment. After leaving the body and the head in the street, Ward jumped in the front of a commuter train, killing himself.
Ooh.
So people just thought it was a Halloween prank.
These are horrible.
Could you imagine? Oh, these are horrible.
I'm never stepping outside of this
house.
But
these
house
are just
like
what?
Again.
These are like stories, like horrible stories that happen like
on
around
Halloween.
It no, kind of got away because of Halloween.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The unspeakable explosion at holiday performance. At a holiday performance. 1963, many Hoosiers decided to spend Halloween night at their Indiana State Fairgrounds Coliseum watching a Holiday on Ice skating exhibit. Unbeknownst to them, a rustic tank in the concession area began to leak gas. The room, which lacked ventilation, quickly filled with gas. As the skaters performed their grand finale, the gas reached an electrical popcorn maker, triggering a huge explosion. 74 people were killed and nearly 400 were injured.
What the heck,
Halloween,
dude?
Halloween, man.
That's nuts.
How
like
does
that, dude.
No one smelled
propane
gas. Oh, yeah, I guess that's.
Is like gas is like one of the scariest things ever. Like when you talk about like those type of accidents of like.
Mm. Just freak accidents.
I'm a propane explosion.
That's like
survivor.
Final Destination's thing.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That's also a video. I'm like, yeah.
I almost got Final Destination.
Don't talk about that.
We'll talk about
what
that.
What are you
later.
Talking about?
I don't know if we've never even talked about this on the podcast,
yes.
And you and I never ever even talked about it. It was the day I had my failed camping trip attempt with Sadie. There was a flatbed truck, like a big moving truck that's flatbed in front of me, and they were carrying a bunch of pipes, like big, giant, probably like
PVC pipes?
Foot.
Oh, no, big pipes.
Foot diameter pipes like that, that were for like sewage pipes, and they accelerated, and all the pipes slid off the back of the truck, and I was the closest person behind the car, and I had to slam all my brakes, and all the pipes scattered across the intersection.
That's not good. I'm glad that you were safe.
Final Destination.
I hate that. The Japanese exchange student who knocked on the wrong door. 25 years ago, 16-year-old Japanese exchange student Yoshihiro Hattori? That's not that bad.
Yoshihiro Hattori.
Okay, that sounds better. Dressed up as John Travolta's character from Saturday Night Fever, they headed out to a Halloween party in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And he was mistakenly dropped off at the wrong house, and the homeowner panicked by the unexpected visitor, shot and killed him, and the homeowner was later acquitted for any wrongdoing. His mother commented the 20th anniversary of her son's death. I've been observing American society for the past 20 years. The ongoing situation there has been incomprehensible in Japanese. I want to encourage more ways to adopt gun control. So... I mean, that's kind of crazy. You just answer your door and shoot somebody. He's 16. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like a crazy person.
Yeah, that was a wrong door.
But here's the thing. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's like, I don't know. Dude might thought something was going down. I don't know.
But, Halloween, come on. The assailant who wearing the same mask the killers wore in the film Scream murdered a man. In Scream, killers wearing ghost face masks cautiously murdered. Callously murdered the people in their town. Chillingly, on Halloween night 2013, someone wearing the same ghost face mask shot and killed 19-year-old Anthony C. Berry before disappearing into New York night.
What is wrong with people? Like,
you are crazy.
I just, seeing the person in the Scream mask, and it's not related, made me think of another horrible movie that I hated that I know you love them. The Purge.
I don't like The Purge. I just
think it's like
fascinating. I would hate that.
I bet you do.
It's like my nightmare. It's literally, I mean, I'm sure everyone's nightmare, but that would be my nightmare. And this is where I feel
like getting murdered
is
your nightmare?
No, The Purge. But I love saying that to you. The QB, or this one's not good. I'm going to skip that one. This one's crazy. Oh. The man who opened his door to find a trick-or-treater who would end his life. In 1982, 69-year-old Marvin Brandland was getting ready for bed after a night of handing out Halloween candy when there was one more knock at the door. He opened the door to find someone wearing a pillowcase over his head with holes cut out of the eyes. The figure said, "Trick or treat, give me your money or I'll shoot." He then pulled out a gun and ordered Brandland into the basement where Brandland kept a safe. Brandland, figuring it was a prank since only family members knew about the safe, grabbed the gun. The person in the pillowcase fired, hitting him right in the throat, killing him.
Oh my God.
The killer fled, leaving the pillowcase at the scene. In 2010, the pillowcase was tested for DNA, but there wasn't enough DNA on it to make a match.
Dear Lord.
Dude, I don't know why you think that's a joke.
People are sick.
Maybe because Halloween brings like crazies out, but also brings pranksters, so you don't like sometimes know the difference.
Yeah,
I always use the caution of I don't go with the prank. I don't
and
think
so.
It's
now prank. Here's the problem.
That's why the guy got shot.
You have the guy where the homeowner shot someone, and now you have the homeowner got shot in two very unfortunate situations.
Not going to read the top of this. In 1990, Chicago area teenager Brian Jewell's job was to give hayride customers a scare by pretending to hang from a gallows. Ooh. He pulled off the stunt just fine earlier in the day, but the night something went terribly wrong. When the hayride approached Jewell, who was hanging from the gallows with his feet touching the ground, the tractor driver began to worry. The driver's worries only grew when he failed to deliver his usual speech. According to the prosecutor, there was no signs of foul play. He hanged himself for real.
Hung himself
by accident.
I
feel like
I
that
can't
was like
ever
why
fathom
would he...
in my mind where it's like, okay, so you're gonna like fake hang yourself, but we're gonna have a thing right here that like you just put your feet on and then you
I
won't actually
know.
Hang yourself. But like, oh, you fall and you kick it and you slip and then you accidentally.
I don't want to look up the thing, but I'll do the next one because it's the last one for the. These are just the teasers.
I got these are the lighthearted ones, huh?
I mean, these are just like the.
These are really lighthearted.
These are like not going into the next realm.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. On Halloween in 1984, 8-year-old Brian Massey should have been enjoying a night of trick-or-treating with his sisters, Tiffany 11, Tamara 10. Instead, he was subject to a real-life horror film when his new stepfather, 26-year-old David Andrews, stabbed his mother to death before chasing his sisters down the hall and murdering them as well. Andrews then came into Massey's room covered in blood and kidnapped the boy. 2 days later, the police found Massey alive after apprehending Andrews, who tried and failed to kill himself. Disturbingly, Andrews struck a plea deal in exchange for a reduction of charges. He is eligible for parole next month, which the now 41-year-old Massey vehemently opposes. Yeah, I bet he opposes that.
Lord.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine
like
that?
Sometimes
that is some trauma.
Like people are okay, and then you hear stories like this, and you're like,
people are not okay.
People are the worst.
People are not.
Humans are the worst.
People can. It's crazy because like, I don't know, Halloween. So you ready for some?
Give me the dark and dubious.
The creepy ones.
Yeah, give me the creep factor.
Okay. Let me read. Okay, these are a little bit longer, but they don't disappoint. I lived in a house from hell for 4 years, from age of 11 to almost 16. There was constantly something happening, doors flying open and shut, voices, footsteps, nothing ever stayed where you put it. I was alone there a lot because both my parents worked, and I was constantly terrified. Nothing ever stayed where you put it. I was alone there a lot because both my parents worked, and I was constantly terrified. One of the most gut-level disturbing things, though, was this little girl in my bathroom. Every time I walked past my bathroom door, which was constantly, since it was right outside my bedroom, I saw a little girl with blonde curled hair and a rose-colored dress. She just stood there, staring, looking like a photograph from 1905. I started keeping the door closed so I could walk by without seeing her, but she was always there when I opened it. Once I stepped in past her, I couldn't see her anymore, but I could feel her there. She scared me, but I felt really sorry for her because she was trapped there, and just like me, but probably forever. As the years went by and the things in the house continued to get worse, she started seeming darker. I started feeling like she wasn't really a little girl. I knew there was something ugly in the house, and I felt like it was presenting this sympathetic image to me. Then I started thinking I was completely losing my mind. One day, when I was 14, I had a friend from out of town come stay with me for a week. I didn't tell her anything whatsoever about the house because I didn't think she would come if I did. Right after she got there, we were sitting in my room, and she left to go to the bathroom. About a minute later, she walked back in with a puzzled look on her face and said, "So there's a little girl in your bathroom." Yeah, she hangs out there. Blonde hair? I shouldn't say that. Curls? Pink dress? Yeah. You know, that's not really a little girl, don't you? I almost threw up. I was so relieved and terrified and excited and ready to run out of the house screaming. She wouldn't use my bathroom for the rest of the week, and I started using it as little as possible without pissing off my parents, who did not want to believe. Who did not want to believe. Eventually, we moved out, and I could not have been happier. I distanced myself from it mentally as much as I could. Then when I was 18, I took another friend on a road trip to pack up a few things I'd left in the house. My parents didn't manage to sell it and wouldn't for 5 more years. The minute we got on the property, my friend seemed uncomfortable. Then when we came around the bend in the long, steep driveway, he went completely white. I could tell something was wrong, but he insisted it was okay. So we got to work. After a while, he asked to use the bathroom. I directed him to mine. Now, 20 seconds after he left, he came running back in, gasping for breath, and slammed the door, the bedroom door behind him. He started babbling about a little blonde girl who isn't a little girl. All of a sudden, he went dead still, looked me in the eye, and very solemnly said, "She's not happy with you. You left, and you weren't supposed to." We threw whatever we grabbed in 2 trips into my car after I walked him to another bathroom and waited outside the door and got the F out of there at top speed.
Oh, dude. I live for stories like this. Like, this is like straight juice to my veins. I love that. Have we talked about this before? Have you ever had any ghost-esque experiences? Anything you can think of?
Honestly, at the top of my mind, I felt, this is really weird, I felt like heaviness in the middle of the night, like when I was younger.
Have you ever, what sleep paralysis is?
Yeah.
Okay. It could have been something like that. Mm. No monster came in the door.
It's like when you're in between sleep realms, because I study in dream class I took.
So I only have one ghost-esque story. And it's not, I don't even know if it's ghost, but it's just like I don't know how to explain it kind of thing. Or it was more just like very, very peculiar. It's hard because so I could explain the story to you in like exact detail and you would know where it all took place. But I also don't want to do that to give away a bunch of stuff about like where we live and stuff. But imagine you were on a road that heads towards the beach and the inlet.
Yep.
And to the left of that, there used to be a movie theater.
Yep.
So in high school, me and 3 of my friends, like on the weekends, like we'd hang out and none of us drank and none of us smoked or anything like that. But we would just like drive around in my friend's Camaro until like 2 a.m, listening to music, just goofing around. Like we weren't doing anything wrong. We were just like screwing off, really. And one night it's like 1:30 a.m. and we're driving down that road that heads towards the beach. And in the middle of the road, there's a man, like an old man, like in his 60s or 70s. It's 1:30 a.m. on his bicycle. And he's just riding in circles in the middle of the road, like really slow, like doing like donuts on like a pedal bicycle, like in slow motion. And the dude, he's like a bit overweight, has a white beard and like short whitish balding hair. So he's in the middle of the road just doing circles on his bicycle. And we drive past them, and how he's doing his circles, he's literally like, you know, there's a 2 lanes of traffic, you know, one going this way, one going that way. And he is riding in such a way that he's going in between each one like that in a circle. Mm-hmm. And my friend, like we like slow down as we come up to him and he doesn't stop what he's doing. And my friend has to like go around him.
Okay.
And so we go up to where the beach is and we turn around. And 20 minutes later, probably we're coming back down the road. Maybe not even that long. Maybe like 10 minutes later, we're coming back down the same road. He's gone. And we turn into the plaza to the right where it's like a strip mall and there's a movie theater in the middle of it and there's a McDonald's at the end of it. And we were going to go to the McDonald's to go get like a McFlurry or something like that. And we're driving down the strip mall and it's just like store, 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 store. Everything's closed though because it's 1:30 a.m. And we drive past the movie theater. And in the movie theater, it's like dark in there, but there's like some dim lights and there's a bicycle pressed against the glass, and that dude is walking inside the movie theater, just like walking dead straight through like the lobby of the movie theater. And we can see him through the glass, and we were all like, "What the fuck?" Like freaking out kind of thing. And he was just like deadpan walking through there like that. Like wasn't even doing anything. It's like super slowly like trudging through it. And we were just all like, what the F was that? Reasonably, it was just a drunk old man that was riding his bicycle and then found that someone forgot to lock the door in the movie theater. But it was like so weird because when we pulled up in the car when he was doing donuts in the street, he did not respond. Like he didn't even act like we were there kind of thing.
Yeah, that can be really creepy. Homeless people also creep you out too.
Yeah, it's weird. All right, you got another one? Got some more juice for me? Some more juice for daddy?
Okay, I'm going to go on the next one. I grew up in this is a new one, photographic memories. I grew up in New Mexico and was always very into the outdoors. This is so creepy, dude. This is so creepy. No, I thought this was going to be that. Outdoors, hiking, camping, rock climbing, etc. One summer when I was 19, I went on a 4-day, 3-night camping trip near my parents' house on my own. Might sound weird, but I had been in this area many times and it was quite safe. Anyway, I brought my camera and looked. I took a lot of pictures. When I came back and developed my film, there were 3 extra pictures that I didn't take of me sleeping.
No.
One each night. None of my stuff was missing or stolen. I just
got like chills down my neck, dude.
None of my stuff was missing or stolen and nothing happened, but it freaked the hell out of me.
Bro, pervert, bro. Pervert coyote out there taking photos.
Every single night. Went in and took a photo of them sleeping.
Coyote sitting there whacking it, looking at this.
Okay, stop. Why is that? That's just creepy.
The coyote whacking it. Something offensive about that? It's a joke. Obviously, but that's insane.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Skinwalker vibes.
I mean,
the armadillo.
I'm not even talking about like an animal in this. The fact that somebody came in, grabbed their camera and was like, I'm going to freak this person out. It's like that's top level creepy.
That's insane.
Because it was 3 different nights.
Oh,
I would be terrified. I would never
leave my house again.
Yeah. I would never be camping ever again.
I would tape a GoPro to the back of my head with a live feed on it wherever I went.
You want
to
go to the next one?
Yes.
Okay. This one I don't want to read because this one was... I mean, you can read it.
Is it dark? Is it what?
It's pretty dark, but...
I don't have to read it if you don't think it's
It's
good.
Just creepy.
Like, do you want me to read it?
No, I read it. It's just long. I'll just kind of... I'll get to the point, because this girl wrote a very long thing.
Just skip it. Go to a shorter one.
Well, basically, she was... I'll say a preference, and then I'll jump to where she, like, gets into the good stuff. She was teaching... She was doing the teaching for kids in English in China.
Yeah.
And they like went to rural areas to like go and for a little bit like here and there. And it was very normal. They would go and like spend a couple days and shop and like kind of get to know whatever. She said that her life at this time was like amazing. Everything was going great. She said because my teenage had been rather darkly overcast, but overwhelming good luck had been coming her way with travel and close friends. It was just solid times. Like there was nothing wrong in that way. They went to this specific little like rural place. And she said the second day staying in the small town, I woke up feeling a bit odd, not bad, just odd. Like my normal thoughts and feelings had been turned down low, like on a dial. We all decided to go for a walk in the hills right behind the town where there was a small summit with a pile of rocks and some prayer flags. To be honest, there was little altars like these everywhere on every hill. So it just gave us something to do. As we hiked up the hill behind the town, I started feeling stranger and stranger. I wasn't scared and I didn't feel angry or any strong emotion. In fact, it was like emotion was trickling out of me somehow. And I was getting blanker and blanker, emptier and emptier. My mind started feeling a little bit hazy, and more I felt like simply didn't care about anything. A small and rapid, dwindling part of myself started to panic, knew that something bad was happening. It was like my own inner voice was slowly getting quieter and quieter. I remember we reached this little summit, and I simply sank to the ground next to the pile of rocks. Without meaning to, I started tuning out the voices around me, and fixed all my attentions on these little pebbles in the dirt. I began tapping one against the other repeatedly. Do you know the kind of horror that is opposite of feeling scared or feeling anything at all? The kind of hideousness of a fly buzzing against a closed window for hours on end in an empty room. That was what was filling my mind. It was demonic and in its meaninglessness. I touched my face and felt like I was grinning at nothing. Through all the emptiness, and a thought floated into my forefront of my mind. You should just die. At first, it sounded totally reasonable, and something in me fought it. And I was momentarily troubled. Right then, my group started to walk down from the hill, and I followed. The further we walked, the more normal I felt, until we left the town that afternoon, and I was totally freaked out. When another girl, Hannah, mentioned in an odd offhand way that she felt very strange and depressed while staying there, I told her that I felt the same way. When the group leader mentioned that a local had told him that the town had been plagued with a rash of young women under 25 committing suicide, Hannah and I went white.
Dude. Oh, evil spirits, man.
How creepy.
Like, that is that feeling of, like, that coldness coming over you and just, like, feeling numb. Dude. That's, like... Oh.
I mean, that's scary.
Here's the thing.
That you're like...
I think... Sorry, go on.
That a plague had come on to that town and that young women under 25 were committing suicide. And it's like this girl's age and her friend, and they're the only two that felt it or seemingly.
That's nuts. So it's like I 100% think stuff like this happens and is real. Of like these like evil... juju, whatever you want to call it. Like, I know some cultures it's a lot more deep and religious or spiritual about it, or it's just like it's a ghost, I don't know, like, kind of thing. But I think a lot of people have feelings like this, but they're not enough in touch with their emotions and their feelings to understand of like how many people you think would go through that thing, like, man, I think I got, like, food poisoning or something. I feel sick and clammy up here. Like,
I don't know. I think you can assess that, like, someone could be like, oh, maybe it was just the altitude. I mean, it's just a hill. It
doesn't sound
like
it was,
like, a huge, crazy mountain. So then it's like, how do you – that would be scary.
That's nuts.
It's scary.
I think it's easy to be – easy to make excuses for things. And there's also very valid – reasons that certain things do happen, but it's like, man, there's a lot of space between the lines of this type of stuff. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Got some more juice?
Yeah, we got a little. Okay. What the dog knew. Dogs, man.
Dude, pet stuff is the worst.
In my old apartment, my dog would on occasion look down the hallway towards the bedroom from the living room and growl for no apparent reason.
Nope. Already know.
Also, on occasion when I was asleep in the bedroom, she slept at the foot of the bed, I would wake up to her staring intently at the door and growling.
Dude, dogs know. Dogs are so...
She was a big girl, 140-pound Great Dane. It's a Cattaloo?
Where at?
And
Slobber. Catahoula. Catahoulas are the really cool dogs that
I know exactly.
Like splotch pattern and have different colored eyes. They have heterochromia.
I think 140 pounds.
It's a big dog.
So I'm there for a couple of years of this, thinking, okay, my dog has a good imagination. Wrong. One night I woke up due not to my dog growling, but barking for all she was worth. And not at the door, she was barking straight at me. I opened my eyes pretty much immediately, and there was a blur of light leaning over me very closely, certainly less than 6 inches from my face. It was not distinguishable as a person. It was resembled a person-sized version of a colorful nebula you might see a picture of a science magazine. Three-dimensional in all, I immediately got the distinct impression that the thing had been watching me asleep for God knows how long and how many times before. For all the clarity of that distinct feeling, I had no sense of what it wanted, whether it was going to hurt her or just curious. I flipped right the F out, jumped backwards into the other side of the bed, too terrified to scream, and that blur of light receded and disappeared over the course of about 3 seconds. My dog was going absolutely ape. So shortly, therefore, I asked the building manager if anybody had ever died there. She investigated that and came back to me a couple weeks later with, yes, a woman had died of a drug overdose in the apartment in 1995, so 12 years earlier. Shortly after having her child removed from her custody because of her addiction problems. My dog did still growl at the hallway from time to time, but I never saw it again. I moved about a year later. I moved the next day. I've had other encounters, but this thing was literally inches from my face, watching me sleep, getting shivers now just writing about it.
Dude. I mean, dogs are so in tune with everything that's going on. You know what I mean? Like, dogs have the ability to read when someone's like a jerk.
Like, oh, yeah. You know that's the truth.
Like,
well,
dogs are able, like, you
they
can
feel it. They're
watch
like
a dog be like, stand off and be like, no, I know you're a bad person. I ain't going near you, kind of thing. And like, their ability to register phenomena is insane. And that whole thing, like the Great Dane going nuts and her opening up to like a ball of light above her, like that, I'm just like, ugh. Like, literally my first thought when you're reading that was like, I am so thankful that we've never had anything like that happen in this house.
Yeah.
Otis Eugene would get him.
Yeah, right. He'd be snoozing like he is right now.
He'd like see snoring. Like a demon coming into our room and be like, scratch me. And be like, come on, come over here and scratch me. Scratch me, demon. I got some good claws to scratch.
Oh, stop, please. How much time do we have? Like,
we've done 43 minutes.
Okay.
You want to do one more?
I'll do another one. These are just getting creepy.
Do you want to do another one, or you want to? Is that enough creepness?
I'll do one more because I already read it, so I already know it's in my mind.
Okay.
There's something on the stairs. So when I was a kid, I would race up to the top of the stairs as fast as I could, like it was some sort of silly game. Well, I must have been 5 or 6 at the time. I'm not sure, but I know I was very little. Somewhere along the way, a voice at the top of the stairs started to whisper to me. It would make bets with me, such as, I bet you a penny you can't make it to the top of the stairs. I don't really think that there were a certain amount of time. Or anything. As I said, I was very little, so I probably didn't have any counting abilities anyways. Ha! I recall just sitting at the top of the stairs, having conversations with the voice about the betting, of course. Eventually, the voice, it was like a whisper of a man's voice, not my own voice in my head, started to bet me my life.
Nope.
Instead of pennies, I'd say, I bet you your life you can't make it down this, up the stairs, blah, blah. As I got older, it stopped. I never really thought about it at all. I never mentioned it to anyone until one night I was sleeping over at my brother's place. I was about 18 and he was 22, and we were talking about spooky stories. Out of nowhere, I brought up the voice at the top of the stairs, and my brother got all quiet and weird. Before I even mentioned the betting aspect, he said, did it make bets with you? We both looked at each other horrified. It certainly was freaky after that fact. Shudder. A lot of bad stuff happened or went down in the family at the period of time in my life. And my mother, a heavenly religious lady, said there was a lot of evil in our lives at the time. I don't at all think our place was haunted, by the way. It was built in the late 70s. As I got older, I never experienced anything like that again.
So this one hits different for me. You want to know why?
Why?
This isn't even made up. My whole entire life, from like the age of like 5 till probably 15, if I had a dream, I'm not making this up. If I had a dream and in the dream I died, you know how like sometimes you have like a nightmare or whatever and you'd like...
You can't like die in your dreams, I thought.
But you'd like say like you fell off a cliff. You knew you were about to die. Or whatever. It's like making me like my heart pound thinking about this. I'm not kidding. Every single time if something happened in a dream that like I got close to death. Like I can remember specific dreams where like one of them I fell off of a bridge over the Grand Canyon. One of them I got ran over by a rhinoceros. Like that's how my dreams... I remember having a dream where I was creeping through the air vents of our high school or like our school, and there was a T-Rex walking through the hallways.
Okay.
But I like, or, but the, those are like the goofy ones. But then like, there's like actual like legit dark ones. Every single dream, if I was going to die in it, the dream would almost snap, and I would be watching myself fall down a staircase. Like, I would be at the bottom of a staircase, and I would see myself falling down a staircase over and over until I woke up. Every single one.
We're going to have to look into that.
I'm not kidding. Like, in the staircase was a specific one. The one at my grandma's house that you've been to. You know, where we helped carry the boat, the little boat table down. That staircase. I would be at the bottom of it, and I would watch myself fall down from the top of it. And when I would hit the bottom of it, I would wake up. Every single time.
Okay, that's creepy. Or that's just something subconsciously.
And it happened.
I mean, I believe this is all real. Like, that's
That's
crazy.
And like, it happened from, like, as early as I can remember having nightmares and stopped sometime when I was in high school.
Yeah, we'll gotta look into that.
Foreshadowing.
No.
YouTuber Lawson Lindsay.
Stop.
Falls down
staircase. I rebuke that.
Good thing we live in
the name of
house.
Jesus. I rebuke that.
But for real, that's like...
This one, I'm not going to lie. I skimmed most of it and did not see the part of Benny on the Life. So that was that one just gave me the literal shivers. Because that's crazy. And yeah, I think that's good enough for the Halloween episode.
That's enough. Evil for one night.
I should have done these first and then done the...
Lighter. Those weren't lighter. Those
They're not
just like,
light.
Those are just short ones. These are like demonic. Technically, these are lighter because no one died in these ones. The other ones, everyone died in them.
That's true. These are just creepier. A lot more creepier.
The other ones are human violence. This is supernatural,
this
paranormal.
This is true.
Man, I'd live for this stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot more.
It's like... No. Maybe for another time. Maybe we do a double Spooktober.
A haunted strip
club. If people
club.
Like it, now you have my interest.
That's a long story.
Oh, my Lord. That has to be good.
Has to be its own thing.
Well, maybe we'll do another one if people enjoy this.
Yeah, if you enjoy this, you want to hear some creepy... Dude, I'm shivering. And this has nothing to do with, like... I don't know. I've said this before. I said this on the Skinwalker ones, even though people thought I was just hating on it. I'm not hating on it. I think that there are things that are beyond us that are like, it's real, and you don't want to dabble into it. I feel like we're dabbling a little bit right now. So that is why I'm like, on the a little X on this one now. But
I'm a bit of a dabbler.
I'm a little dabbler. But no, I do believe that there is, like, you know, that there's evil spirits that
this.
Literally
yeah.
are trying to, you know, do dark things
work,
like that.
Work for
like,
Satan, bro.
Yeah. You know, and it's, I just feel like.
That stuff is wild.
It's crazy where it comes out and like why those people. I don't know. But I do believe
it's like,
that
why
it's
is that
like
energy
a real thing.
Released in that way kind of thing.
I just don't even want to.
Even put yourself in that arena.
Yeah. Like this is as much as I can even dabble into it because it's just such a
dark web,
dark thing that you don't want to enter into your life or your thoughts. But
one thing that
fun for a Halloween episode, right?
Yes. For real. Yeah, I wouldn't even get into it.
I found some good stuff.
That was
I had to look
great,
through
man.
A lot of crap, a lot of like not that I think that things aren't genuine. Even just how it's written, sometimes
some
like,
really well written accounts.
This one was like the best accounts I've found.
Those
that
are good,
I was like,
man.
That's creepy.
Those are really good. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Up top, slap me five once.
I'll shake you on that.
Yeah. Mm. Big handshakes, firm handshakes all around. Well, we appreciate you guys greatly. Thanks for joining us here on the Dogcast and
Stay
listening
safe,
some
guys.
Spooky dookie stories. Chelsea, thank you for enthralling us with these. Horrifying things.
You're welcome.
Hey, if you guys enjoy the spookiness, leave some suggestions on what some other things that we should dive into and delve into, because I really enjoyed this. The Skinwalker one was super fun. I love doing this. I think it's really fun to just read like creepy stories. So if you have some suggestions, leave them down in the comments on YouTube. We appreciate you guys greatly. Until the next one, peace.
Bye.